Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The noted author Gertrude Stein grew up in Oakland, California, but she moved to Baltimore as a 17-year-old. And following a return visit 45 years later in 1935, she wrote about Oakland in her autobiography that included the oft-quoted and frequently misinterpreted phrase, "There's no there there." Actually, Miss Stein forever held a fond spot in her heart for Oakland. It was just that the small town of 40,000 residents she knew as a teenager back in 1891 had dramatically grown and transformed into a vibrant city of 300,000 by the mid-1930s. Well, I'm here in Oakland in 2015 to discover the new here. The city of Oakland is in the midst of an amazing renaissance and is fast becoming an alluring destination not only for tourists from around the country and around the world, but a permanent destination for young techies and high-tech corporations such as Pandora and the soon-to-be-completed new headquarters for Sunset Magazine. There's a trend-setting restaurant scene here, and Oakland was proclaimed one of USA Today's 2015 Top 10 Best Local Food Scenes in America, beating out Napa and San Francisco. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in the heart of Jack London Square for an illuminating conversation with Kim Bardakian, Director of PR and Community Relations for Visit Oakland.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Oakland.
As I mentioned before we went on air, I spent weeks over in San Francisco in Fisherman's Wharf area doing some film shooting. And I came over here and I went, oh my God, talk about an undiscovered urban paradise. This is incredible.
Well, first of all, welcome to the sunny side of the bay where you don't have to wear a jacket, so we're glad to have you here.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. We actually boast, Oakland boasts 260 days of sunshine a year, so the Mediterranean climate is wonderful year round.
So the fog just gets stuck over.
It does. As soon as you cross over that New Bay Bridge and then you enter the East Bay and specifically Oakland, we welcome our guests with sunshine.
So Oakland has truly gone through a recent renaissance. Incredibly so, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I've been living in Oakland for 14 years now, and there was a point in time, and not too long ago, where you couldn't find a real nice restaurant for those special occasions. We'd go over to San Francisco, we'd go other places. Now, even with my job, where it's part of my job to discover the new places, there are so many new bars and restaurants and places to go. It's fascinating, and it's great, and people love that we no longer have to leave the city. We can do everything in Oakland.
I understand one of the elements that's propelling the dynamism in Oakland has to do with San Francisco. It has become unaffordable for the younger, a lot of the techie generation people who want a place where they can live and afford to live. And relatively, this is their new destination, right?
Sure, absolutely. So there's certain reasons for this transformation, everything going on in Oakland. I also would like to say, though, as much as Oakland is changing, it is not changing. We certainly are authentic. We try and remain who we are. We have a little of that grit. We have a little bit of that, you know, that culture and mixed with a little of music and everything. And we don't want to get rid of that. However, yes, the recent tech boom, all these, you know, millennials are finally discovering Oakland. And it's fun because we already knew the secret here in Oakland, but now others are finding out about it, and it's great to see them embrace it and really fit in with Oakland. A lot of people in San Francisco kind of, you know, never really looked, I can't go across the bridge, that's too far. But now once they're here, they're saying, wow, this is great.
And it's very approachable from a commuting perspective. Mm-hmm. BART, you can zip across. And as I walked up to your office, which is on the waterfront, I watched a high-speed ferry, and I know where it was going.
Absolutely.
How long does that take?
So the ferry from the down here in Jack London Square across over to the ferry building in San Francisco is a beautiful 30-minute, if you want to call it a commute or a ride. I mean, I can't think of any place better that you want to go back and forth. What's great about Oakland in the Bay Area, it's a center of the Bay Area and has all the transportation. So from an international airport to a ferry across the bay, to the Amtrak, to Greyhound, to BART headquarters. We have the most BART stations in the area, and AC Transit. So you You can certainly get around Oakland.
And car-free.
Yeah, car-free. And we're big on the bike lanes. We've increased our bike lanes here in Oakland. So that's a big way of life here for the bikers. So we encourage bikers to come over here.
Well, right now, we're in the heart of Jack London Square, which is more than a square. It's probably a rectangle.
Yeah, it is a rectangle, and it's growing bigger and bigger. Jack London Square has been around for years. It's on the waterfront, beautiful views of the Oakland Estuary, and you can certainly see San Francisco and the iconic cranes here, which are iconic to Oakland. So if you go along the waterfront...
Cranes, that's not a bird species.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. The cranes, the Port of Oakland cranes. So that's part of the landscape of Oakland. So when you come down to Jack London Square, there's such a variety of things to do, starting from the USS Potomac, which is Delano Roosevelt's floating White House, they called it, all the way to the other end. If you go all the way to the end, we're proud to say in December, Sunset Magazine will be relocating from Menlo Park and setting up their offices down at the waterfront in Jack London Square in Oakland.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
So we're thrilled to have them. So it's really going to, they're going to be great neighbors for us.
That's so cool. Let's loop back to the Potomac for a moment. That's an incredibly beautiful 40s era luxury yacht.
Absolutely.
Small ship.
It is small. And we think of yachts as today, but it's wonderful. And that Oakland has this piece of history. Whether you're a history buff or just interested in, you know, different things, that certainly is it. They have docent-led tours a few times a week. They also take it out for private charter.
Another Oakland best-kept secret, and that's the resurgence or the appearance of wine bars as a wine destination.
So everyone thinks of Napa and Sonoma, and, you know, the Central Coast is where you go to get wine. But we are thrilled to say that we have 10 wineries in Oakland. 5 of them happen to be in the Jack London Square district within walking distance. So we have these 10 urban wineries, we like to call them. And shortly, we are going to be launching an urban wine trail, the Oakland Urban Wine Trail. So we encourage people to come out here when you can't make a full day and go up to Napa and all that. Sometimes you just want a different experience. So however you come into Oakland, we encourage you to plot out your treks. And of course, in between, we encourage you to stop at some of the great restaurants in between each winery.
Talk food for a moment. What are some of the must-dos and whys of cuisine in Oakland?
Well, it's hard to pick, you know, the best place to eat in Oakland. However, I always like to preface it by saying Oakland is one of the most diverse cities in America. And because of that, our food scene really reflects that.
So ethnicity, culturally?
Yes, culturally, as far as, you know, whether it's Ethiopian, Nigerian, or Peruvian, whatever it is, Oakland has it. And the food certainly reflects that. And over the last 5-6 years, the Oakland culinary scene is one of the, you know, it's hot. A lot of chefs and restaurant owners are moving from San Francisco to Oakland, which was never heard of before. Now it's cool to come to Oakland. Now everyone's talking about the scene here, and we're glad to have everyone.
And your sister, Berkeley, same thing.
We do love our Berkeley. We're not far. We butt up against Berkeley. But same thing. Yeah, they have a great culinary scene, of course, stemming from Alice Waters and Chez Panisse. And a lot of the chefs that were trained under her and the restaurant have opened up restaurants and bakeries here in Oakland.
So they've come across the border.
Yeah, they have come across the border. So we're fine. Keep it in the East Bay.
I love it. You can hear a sound in the background. And you were mentioning that this was a Barnes & Noble that went belly up, a mega ship, and now it's been reincarnated as...
We're sitting at Plank. So Plank opened last October. It's a 50,000 square foot indoor-outdoor entertainment center and restaurant. We're sitting in the beer garden. There are 3 bocce ball courts right next to us. Inside, there's an arcade. There's bowling alley, a nice restaurant, and private dining, private space for groups. So this was a Barnes & Noble for many, many years, one of the largest in Northern California. It was closed for 4 years. So as you can imagine, as an anchor tenant here, it was a huge void. When this opened last year, it was just one more piece of the rebirth and resurgence.
This is real time. rebirth that
we're feeling each day. It's changing.
Yeah. You look around and you can see new signs like across the street.
They're coming in. The paper's still up on the
So it's happening before our eyes.
Which is exciting. And not to say that everything in Oakland is new. It's how do we incorporate what's already been here, the tradition, the history, with what's coming and the people, and just having us all coexist together.
One of the other elements that was really striking to me coming back into Oakland and the Jack London area was the new architecture, the trend setting, oh my God. And then right next door, for every new one, there's a classic brick building, 100-plus predating the earthquake. Tell us about architecture for a moment.
The architecture in Oakland, I always feel it's so different than a lot of other cities. There's so many gorgeous buildings. There's architecture walking tours that the city of Oakland puts on free of charge if you look online. Because it's not like when you go to other cities where you feel like it's a strip mall after a new development and then there's a new set of homes and stuff. It's not like that. And again, that goes back to the authenticity of the city and keeping the tradition there. So sure, while the Tribune Tower, let's say, that got renovated and they put a bar downstairs called the Tribune Tavern in this iconic building, but it's all in line with the architecture and still keeping it true to form.
My daughter, as I think I mentioned to you, just moved from Antioch, and she's moved in with a couple of girlfriends right in this neighborhood so that she can walk to work at Yoshi's. Is that something that you're seeing more and more of, the people that are kind of repopulating the urban core?
Absolutely. Well, years ago when Governor Graham, but at that time he was Mayor Brown, he was here in Oakland, and his vision was to have 10,000 people living down in downtown Oakland. And his vision has, they built a lot of units. Now, at that time, they were not all full. However, now there are waiting lists for a lot of these units, including many lofts down here in Jack London Square. So if you like that loft, warehousey lifestyle, a lot of single people in their 20s and 30s, that they like that environment, it's perfect.
And compared to San Francisco, relatively affordable?
Yeah, I mean, for people listening outside the Bay Area, it's all relative. However, in the Bay Area, Oakland is still affordable. However, of course, it is going up as we continue to do interviews like this and the word gets out about our secret city. More and more people are coming on a daily basis.
From a business standpoint, economically and for jobs, what is driving Oakland's economy?
Well, there are many aspects of Oakland. We have hubs like Kaiser Permanente, but technology is also big. We have Pandora's located here, but we're seeing more and more nonprofits and tech companies kind of merging a mission with technology. Oakland has a long-standing history on social justice and technology and innovation. So a lot of entrepreneurs, minority entrepreneurs, are coming to Oakland and finding a home and an incubator and a place to feel accepted and all work together, which is great.
Oakland has a history, kind of a scary underside to it. The perception when you say Oakland is much different than when you say San Francisco. We know the reality, but it's perception. Talk to that history and the transformation.
Sure. Through the years, people have seen on TV and images, whether it's from protesting, which scares people, or the real life crime rates in the 80s and whatnot. So we can't ignore what has happened. However, there's been significant change and attention to the issues of crime. And while we're, no place is perfect, from the world class cities to anywhere, there's no place that's completely safe. However, Oakland has certainly made leaps and bounds in fixing that. And the places where Visit Oakland, where we promote a lot of the tourist areas of the city, including Jack London Square, including the beautiful Lake Merrick in our downtown, and the Uptown District in downtown, and Rockridge. So that's where we want people to explore, and it's accessible near transportation.
All right. Give us a quick overview of what somebody would experience at Jack London Square, number one, and then let's talk about in the heart of downtown.
So if you get over to Jack London Square, again, it could be by ferry, by Amtrak, or by BART, which takes you just about 10 blocks up. However, there's a free B shuttle, it's called, B for Broadway, because you come down Broadway. It's free. It runs every 20 minutes, or you can certainly walk down the street. So you're going to be surprised, and people are always amazed. I can't believe this is Oakland. We've got palm trees here. We have all a marina filled with boats and yachts and sailboats.
And again, for those who do not know, Jack London Square fronts right on the waterfront.
right on the waterfront, and we could see San Francisco right now if it wasn't so foggy over there.
I saw one of the high rises a minute ago.
Absolutely. So there's a variety.
You love talking about the fog in San
Francisco. Well, listen, I love San Francisco, and I live there as well. So
I
certainly do. But one of our people love the weather in Oakland, and it truly, the weather and the diversity of Oakland are two of our big selling points. People truly identify with that.
You know the old joke about San Francisco, Mark Twain's.
Yes.
Coldest winter was the summer in San Francisco.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you don't get that. That's really
cool. No, what's nice is, I mean, people in Oakland, we don't have air conditioning. You don't need air conditioning. However, you get that Mediterranean climate around 68 to 72 degrees year-round. I mean, obviously, give or take, but it's kind of that perfect, perfect weather, we'd like to say.
Let's talk about downtown, the heart of downtown Oakland. Is that a friendly go area?
Absolutely. So the downtown, also includes Old Oakland, which is near the Oakland Convention Center, walking just a block away, and Oakland's Chinatown. So there's a lot to do. If you go to Old Oakland, there's all these beautifully restored, 100-year-old Victorian homes that have some bars and so many great restaurants down there. And the downtown area, there's just a resurgence. You know, 10 years ago, nobody was in downtown, especially after hours. Now it's hard to find a parking spot.
Yeah. Late evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's downtown, and then there's also the Uptown District. And a lot of spotlight has been on the Uptown. So the Uptown is a few blocks further up, as it says, right near the Fox Theater. So in 2009, the Fox Theater reopened after being closed for 40 years. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous building, restored back to its original luster. And so in 2009, when that opened, it revitalized that whole neighborhood. So now they said, you know what, we're going to rename that neighborhood to Uptown. And there has just been this burst of energy from restaurants and bars and stores. And, of course, the Fox Theater as the anchor with great performances.
I love it. One area that we did not touch on, and I love, is places to stay in the diversity.
Absolutely. There are many places to stay in Oakland, depending on where you want to stay, in what part of the city, I should say. So up in the hills, we have the Claremont Hotel, which was recently bought by the Fairmont. They're under major construction right now. And we
Is it open?
It is open during the reconstruction. They're doing it in phases. And we anticipate in December, end of the year and early new year, it'll be up to the Fairmont standards where they'll put the sign up. Right now, it doesn't say Fairmont, so it's almost there. So that's up in the hills along the waterfront here.
Let's back up for a second because the Claremont is one of my favorite hotels in the whole Bay Area. This afternoon driving on the other side of the bay, I looked across and it's like this, the castle.
Yes.
It's
a
incredible.
Huge, and this year, 2015, is their 100th anniversary. So it's perfect timing that they're doing the renovation. There's so much history there. Again, a little fun tidbit, one of the pool scene in Mrs. Doubtfire was filmed at the Claremont Hotel. But there's a lot more history there than that.
And their president stayed there. It was the place to stay,
it
wasn't it?
It was the place to stay, especially back in the day when going to Oakland was considered a summer vacation for the San Franciscans. We're going to go to Oakland, we're going to get our summer house, or we're going to go spend a few days there. And the Claremont filled that purpose. Hotels downtown, so near the convention center, is the Oakland Marriott, one of our largest hotels, and that is connected. So when a lot of people come in for conventions, they like the ease and convenience to stay there. They were recently bought by new owners, so they're going to go through a massive renovation. Down near the airport, some people like to come in for a Raiders game, you come in for an A's game, of course, and now the Hot Warriors, which everyone wants to come to a game. So there's a whole bunch of hotels along Hagenberger, which is the street leading up to the Oakland International Airport. And then, of course, down here in Jack London Square, where they are, there are a few hotels, including the Waterfront Hotel and the Inn at Jack London.
And there are B&Bs or kind of inn pension?
There are a few. There are a few beds and breakfasts, and you can look on the website at visitoakland.org. So it kind of depends what you're looking for.
Let's talk for a moment about Oakland International Airport as a gateway. because it's like SFO gets all the glory, and some people just forget. And yet I know many people that prefer,
absolutely,
Bay Area people, to prefer to fly in and out of Oakland.
Flying in and out of Oakland is convenient for so many reasons. I'm going to go back to the weather, but there are no fog delays. It's very rare that you're fogged in and you have a late because of fog. You're late and delayed because of fog. Also, it's conveniently located, so many people in the East Bay and the South Bay, they can get to it in a convenient fashion. However, they've just increased more and more direct nonstop flights, including international flights. There's a Norwegian Air flight, which Norwegian Air is similar to the JetBlue for Europe. So it's that affordable but cool, hip airline. And they just last year started nonstop flights from Oakland to Sweden and Oakland to Norway.
Nice.
And then what's great about it is, you know how Europe is, everything's an hour flight away. So I then took an hour flight to London, or you can go all over, but this gets you there, you know, for hundreds of dollars, not even thousands. It's fabulous. And there's, the flights are doing very well, that they're probably going to increase more.
And a lot of people tell me they get the best deals to fly to Hawaii out of Oakland.
Absolutely.
Compared to SFO.
On Hawaiian Airlines, there's so many nonstop flights. They have the most nonstop flights of the Bay Area. And, of course, Southwest Airlines is a hub here in Oakland. So many nonstop flights, whether it's down to Burbank and then just all over the West Coast.
For inbound traveler, too.
Absolutely. And then what's nice is from Oakland Airport last year, they just opened the BART extension. So that piece of 1 mile, I think it's about a mile, maybe a little bit more. So now you can go right in from the Oakland Airport all the way to San Francisco or wherever you need to go. We want you to stop in Oakland. But wherever that may take you, you no longer before you had to take a bus. And so now it's super convenient. And so we're thrilled about that. And that certainly helps for tourists and travelers.
And here's our train.
Here's a train. This is our Amtrak train. This Amtrak goes up and down the coast. Specifically, a lot of people take it, commute to Sacramento, the Capitol Corridor, and they go up and back to Sacramento, which is a beautiful ride, a double-decker trains, and do your work on there and Wi-Fi.
And you could take the train from here to L.A. or San Diego?
Yes, you can. It's a long day. Yeah. It certainly is, but you definitely can.
And to Seattle,
and I believe, and out, and you can go east, too. But a lot of people use it as a commuter train to Sacramento.
Love it. A lot of people don't know, but the Transcontinental Railway stopped on this side of the bay.
It ended, the Transcontinental Railroad ended in West Oakland. So that there's still a lot of rich history. And then because of that, a lot of the Pullman porters had homes, these beautiful Victorian homes in West Oakland, which a lot of people are coming now to buy and refurbish. And so that whole area of West Oakland is changing. And there is also a huge jazz scene in West Oakland because of that. Very well known in the back in the day with all the Pullman porters and their families from the South that came up. So it was a big jazz presence in Oakland.
Love it. And that segues to Yoshi's.
Yes.
Been here for more than 30 years.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about Yoshi's for a moment.
Well, Yoshi's is an iconic stop, iconic music venue in Oakland. Through the years, it was known as the place to go to. When you're doing a West Coast tour and you're a musician, specifically a jazz musician, it was imperative that you stopped at Yoshi's.
And it still is, isn't it?
It still is. But what's nice about Yoshi's, they've expanded. It's not just jazz anymore. So they bring in a whole wide variety of musicians. It's so intimate. It's a nice, intimate setting. So wherever you sit, doesn't matter. They have good food and the Japanese food.
So it's a dinner theater.
You can do dinner. Yeah, there's dinner.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to. There's the theater portion where you can get drinks and little bites, and then there's a restaurant too. But it's great, and it's an iconic location for Oaklanders.
You touched on briefly Lake Merritt, which is a whole destination in itself.
So Lake Merritt, what's so unique about Oakland is, again, all these unexpected treasures. Who's expecting this 3.5-mile lake in the middle of your downtown? So I always say it's the heart of the city. It's the heartbeat of the city. At any time, day or night, rain or shine, there are people walking out, running. It's all nationalities, all languages spoken around the lake. And what's nice is it's been recently redone. There was federal money from the Obama administration, $22 million to restore a lot of it. So the landscaping's great. They have beautiful bike lanes, pedestrian bridges. All of that's new. And the resurgence has been noticeable, especially on a weekend, a Saturday or Sunday, like never before. They joke and they call it like the Riviera, the Oakland Riviera, because people have their blankets out there now, music going, barbecues. So it's just become this destination that everyone wants to be at on the water, and everyone gets along. It's just that melting pot, and it's definitely the heart of the city, where you can also, I must say, you can also rent a gondola from the Lake Chalet restaurant.
With a driver?
They're authentic gondolas from Venice. The gentleman years ago shipped them in a container, so they're authentic. And then you can have a gondolier sing to you in Italian. That's a prerequisite for the job. They must know how to sing in Italian. So that's a lovely thing. As you can imagine, all the engagement, popping the questions and whatnot, beautiful at sunset. And you can also rent kayaks on Lake Merritt and just kind of kayak around.
That's a destination in
itself. Yeah, people love the lake. But also, if you know, everyone loves the outdoors with the weather so great here. Up in the hills here in Oakland, we have some of the best trails. And not only the trails, but the views of the whole Bay Area when you're way up high, Roberts Park and different parks. It's just spectacular. They say the best views of San Francisco are from Oakland. I mean, just breathtaking panoramic views of the Bay Area.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the waterfront. As we're sitting here, since we started this interview, this is our third high-speed ferry that's come in or gone out. So it's not like you have to wait a half a day to catch the boat.
Absolutely. There's a lot of transportation, and that ferry is wonderful.
That's to San Francisco or Tiburon?
To San Francisco, and then you can go to the ferry building and then take another ferry over to Marin if that's the way you want to go. So it's great, and especially on game days for the San Francisco Giants, they have special ferries that take you right to the ballpark.
Wow.
So we don't really like all these Giants fans in Oakland, but no, they come here, they line up, they go, and then they come right back to Jack London Square after the game.
Love it. Talk a little bit more about the waterfront. I understand this is a rare waterfront in that boats can tie up for free. That's unheard of.
So boats can moor here for free during the day, which is a great benefit to people that have their own boats. Oftentimes people, when they think of the waterfront in the Bay Area, they think, oh, we have to go to Tiburon. We've got to pull up to Sausalito. But we're trying to help change that perception that we've got beautiful waterfront here, super close to the city or wherever out on the bay. And it's calmer here. The waters are calmer here. But there's over 500 feet of docking space here, and it's free during the day. So come up, grab a drink, go to one of the great restaurants, Forge or Boca Nova or Haven or Fat Lady is down here. There's so many restaurants, so make a day out of it.
Kim Bardakian, Director of PR and Community Relations at Visit Oakland, Oakland, California. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. We look forward to you, everyone coming back and experience the sunny side of the bay.
I just got here today and I want to come back already. It's really cool.
Thank you. We look forward to it. And everything's at visitoakland.org for more information.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,